Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivada Dhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnupad, Paramahamsa Safari Raja Kacharya, Satoshi Shimayat, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Samavita Bhaktivinoda, Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ki Jai, Nitai Gopremanandu. All glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees, all glorious to some devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Guru. All glorious to Shri Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 14, entitled The Performance of the Vrindavan Pastimes. Texts 170 to 182. I guess we'll do in unison there for a few verses. Kila kinchitadi bhavira suna vavaran de bhava bhushaya radha hare krishnaman. Now hear a description of different ecstasies beginning with kila kinchita. With these ecstatic ornaments, Srimati Radharani enchants the mind of Krishna. Radha deki Krishna jari chunite kareman dana gati pate jabe parjana gaman. When Sri Krishna sees Srimati Radharani and wants to touch her body, he prohibits her from going to the spot where one can cross the river Jamuna. Javayasi manakare pushpa utayite saki age chahe jari gaye hatadite. Approaching her, Krishna prohibits Srimati Radharani from picking flowers. He may also touch her in front of her friends. So text 173 has a purport. Maybe we'll do this one responsively here. Please repeat after me. E sabastane kila kinchita udgama. Pratame harsha sanchari mulakaran. E sabastane kila kinchita udgama. Pratame harsha sanchari mulakaran. E sabastane kila kinchita udgama. Pratame harsha sanchari mulakaran. E sabastane kila kinchita udgama. Pratame harsha santari mula karam. Any ladies? Yeah, sorry. E sabastani kila kinchita udgama. Pratame harsha santari mula karam. E sabastani. In such places. Kilakinchita, of the symptom of the ecstasy known as Kilakinchita. Udgama, awakening. Pratame, in the beginning. Harsha, jubilation. Sanchari, ecstatic emotion. Mulakaran, the root cause. Translation for Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Translation, at such times, the ecstatic symptoms of kila kinchita are awakened. First, there is jubilation and ecstatic love, which is the root cause of these symptoms. This, in the, where is that? Chapter 8. In the chapter 8 of Majik Lila. This is described also something about Kila Kinchita. And it says here, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says, there are no English equivalents for the words Kila Kinchita, Motayita, and Kutamita. So, we have to give class on Kila Kinchita today. I don't know how. But actually, there's some very nice, we can get some understanding of this indescribable emotion here in the text and purports here. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport here, whenever Srimati Radharani leaves her house, she is always well-dressed and attractive. It is her womanly nature to attract Krishna's attention, and upon seeing her so attractively dressed, Sri Krishna desires to touch her body. The Lord then finds some faults in her and prohibits her from going to a river crossing and stops her from picking flowers. Such are the pastimes between Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna. Being a cowherd girl, Srimati Radharani regularly carries a container of milk and often goes to sell it on the other side of the Jamuna. To cross the river, she has to pay the boatman, and the spot where the boatman collects his fares is called the Dangati. When Lord Sri Krishna stops her from going, telling her, first you have to pay the fee, then you will be allowed to go. This pastime is called Dankeli Lila. Similarly, if Srimati Radharani wants to pick a flower, Sri Krishna claims to be the garden's proprietor and prohibits her. This pastime is called Kila Kinchita. Radharani's shyness arises due to Sri Krishna's prohibitions, and ecstatic loving bodily symptoms called Kila Kinchita Bhava are manifest at this time. These ecstatic symptoms are explained in the following verse, which is from Srila Rupa Goswami's Ujjala Nilamani Anubhav Prakaran 44. Garva bilasa ruditas mita surya bhayakridam sankari karanam harshad uchate kilakinchitam. Pride, ambition, weeping. Text 174, yes. Pride, ambition, weeping, smiling, envy, fear, and anger are the seven ecstatic loving symptoms manifested by a jubilant shrinking away. And these symptoms are called kilakinchita bhava. Okay, we'll go on here. 175. Harashatabhava asi sahaje milai, ashtabhava sanmilini mahabhava hai. There are seven other transcendental ecstatic symptoms, and when they combine on the platform of jubilation, the combination is called mahabhava. Text 176. Garba abhilasha bhaya shushka rudita, Pravoda Asuya Haya Aramandasmita. The seven combined ingredients of Mahabhav are pride, ambition, fear, dry artificial crying, anger, envy, and mild smiling. Text 177. Nana Sadhu Ashtabhava Ekatramilan Jahara Asadi Triptahaya Krishnaman. There are eight symptoms of ecstatic love on the platform of transcendental jubilation, and when they are combined and tasted by Krishna, the Lord's mind is completely satisfied. Dadi kanda gita madhu maricha karpur elachi milane jayche rasala madhur. Indeed, they are compared to the combination of yogurt, candy, ghee, honey, black pepper, camphor, and cardamom, which, when mixed together, are very tasty and sweet. 179. E bhava yukta deki radhasya nayan sangama haite sukha paya koti gun. Lord Sri Krishna is thousands upon thousands of times more satisfied when he sees Srimati Radharani's face light up from this combination of ecstatic love than he is by a direct union with her. Purport. This is further explained in the following verse from the Ujjala Nilamani Anubhav Prakaran 46 of Srila Rupa Goswami. Antas meritayo chvalak jalakana vyakirna prakchankura kinchit patali chanchala rasikotsa itta pura kunchita rudaya patimada vena madura yabugna tora tara radaya kila kinchita stavakini Shishti Shriyam Pakiyat. May the sight of Srimati Radharani's Kila Kinchita ecstasy, which is like a bouquet, bring good fortune to all. When Sri Krishna blocked Radharani's way to the Dangati, there was laughter within her heart. Her eyes grew bright, and fresh tears flowed from her eyes, reddening them. Due to her sweet relationship with Krishna, her eyes were enthusiastic, and when her crying subsided, she appeared even more beautiful. And that, oh no, we got two more. Text 181. Bhashva vyakuli tarunan chala chalan netram rasola sitam Elola sachaladaram kutulita pruyukmam ujjat smitam radhaya kila kinchitan chitamasau jikshananam sangamad anandam tamavapa koti gunitam yobunagir gochara. Agitated by tears, Srimati Radharani's eyes were tinged with red, just like the eastern horizon at sunrise. Her lips began to move with jubilation and lusty desire. Her eyebrows curved, and her lotus-like face smiled mildly. Seeing Radharani's face exhibit such emotion, Lord Sri Krishna felt a million times happier than when he embraced her. Indeed, Lord Krishna's happiness is not at all mundane. Purport, this is a quotation from Govinda Lilamrita 9:18. And last verse we have today, 182. Etashuni Prabhu Hoyala Ananditaman Sukavishta Haya Sarupe Kaila Alingan. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. And being absorbed in this happiness, he embraced Swarup Damodar Goswami. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jainatas Mai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakata Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dishatarani Vanchakalpa Thurvishya Kripa Sandhivyavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, very difficult subject matter to discuss. All the description about mostly Kila Kinchita. We came across this term when we were doing on praying for deep, I think. How about how there is no English equivalent for this term, Kila Kinchita? So, actually, we get a little bit of understanding from the text of Chaitanya Charitamrita here, how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives some kind of overall combination of the different emotions that are described there. So these emotions, of course, are manifested in different devotees in different ways. Srimati Radharani, of course, being the ultimate summum bonum of all types of ecstatic emotions. And this something was described in Nectar of Devotion. Srila Prabhupada describes something about our Srila Rupa Goswami, describes how the different symptoms, ecstatic symptoms, and are manifested in devotees. Of course, Krishna being the source of all, of Janmadhyasyayata, he's the source of everything. So everything, Srila Rupa Goswami describes the different qualities of Krishna, his different personality traits, and then his different characteristics. And then he says that these characteristics that are found in Krishna are also found in the devotees of Krishna. So Prabhupada gives a very nice, suitable example, just like you take one drop of water from the ocean, so that water has all the different chemical properties that the complete ocean has. Of course, the ocean and the drop of water are never equal, but the chemical composition, you can say, are equal. So in the same way, the qualities of the living entity can be considered as equal with the Supreme Personality, the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the living entity is Anu, infinitesimal, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Vibhu, the greatest of all. Of course, there's also a Vedic aphorism, Anuraniyan Mahato Mahiyan, that even though the Supreme Personality of Godhead is greater than the greatest, he can also be smaller than the smallest, how he enters into the heart of the living entity. And still, he's not diminished in any way. This is some of the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Achintya Shakti. Unless we accept and understand the fact that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond our power of reasoning, we cannot understand him at all. We cannot fully... Just as Krishna is the source of all these qualities and pastimes, he manifests himself in the form of Srimati Radharani to enjoy these different pastimes. And these pastimes are just like pastimes found in the material world, but they are not in any way, shape or form the same. As described there that the, where is it? That the, it's not there. It's somewhere there. That Krishna's pastimes can never be considered mundane. That is, actually we gave last time class something about Asangoyam Purusha, the Vedic aphorism is there, Asangoyam Purusha, that the living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead have actually nothing to do with this material world. But the living entity, because of being infinitesimal, he's covered by this illusion and actually misidentifying himself with this material world. But we can understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never falls under that illusion of identifying himself. Of course, for Krishna, there is no material. Just like example, the electrician, the expert electrician, he takes the electric power and utilizes it for so many different purposes. He can use it to make a refrigerator and make it something very cool. Or you can use it for making a heater and make something very hot. So the Supreme Lord, for the electrician, it's all the same energy. And similarly for Krishna, material or spiritual, there's no difference. There's no difference between his body and his self. And similarly, there's actually no difference between Krishna and his energy. So Krishna, sometimes... foolish rascals, they'll claim that why Krishna is immoral dancing with other people's wives in the middle of the night and during his Rasa Lila pastimes. But actually, the living entities, the gopis, they are all Krishna's parts and parcels. They belong to Krishna, and we have taken that role of falsely claiming the property of Krishna. So, very nice description that Srila Prabhupada describes how the gopis are, of course, the topmost devotees. That is described in a very nice verse, Araja Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajabhadu Vargena Ya Kalpita, that the method of worship by the gopis, performed by the gopis, is the highest example for the of devotion to Krishna. And what is their devotion? Srila Prabhupada points out that their devotion, they were not great scholars. There's no ever any record of the gopis sitting in meditation. Or, of course, they do so many activities like milking the cows, churning the butter, and here is described how they take their milk products to the market or some other place. This Don Kaili pastime is actually described by in two different books. It actually gives the same pastime as there, huh? Don Kaili, huh? There's what? Slightly different, yes, of course they're slightly different. Don Kaili Komodi and Don Kaili Chintamani. Don Kaili, which one? Don Kaili Komodi is by Srila Rupa Goswami and Don Kaili Chintamani by Raghunath Das Goswami. They both give describe this Don Kaili pastime. This Srila Prabhupada, he has some kind of experience here about how Radharani's trying to cross the Jamuna. This pastime may be described in some other books like that. There's certainly Nauka Vihar is there at Manasa Ganga and at the Jamuna like that, how Krishna takes taxes from the gopis. But in these two books, Don Kaili Chintamani and Don Kaili Komodi, is described how at Govardhan, place at Govardhan is there, just where the road goes over through the town of Govardhan, over the Govardhan Hill. There's a place called Dangati. And so both of these books describe this pastime, how Vasudev had some sage called named Baguri performing some sacrifice at Govindakund, which is south Govardhan. And the gopis, they were taking their milk products like that, and this way Krishna stops them, as described in this pastime here, and he demands some taxes. So they had different, very nice exchange. All their, this exchange is very, of course, full of so many different types of emotions, just like here in this material world. So many different emotions are felt as one engages in different types of relationships with different people like that. And according to, of course, the qualification of the person, one has different types of understandings. So, so anyway, we were going back to this nectar devotion, how Srila Rupa Goswami describes how these devotees manifest different types of ecstatic symptoms. And he gives these different types of manifestations different names, because he says that there are three different manifestations of these ecstatic symptoms: smoky, blazing, and shining. We have our Achyutananda Prabhu, he printed his book, Blazing Sadhus. This is where this word comes from, blazing. Sometimes the ecstatic symptoms are found in a smoky state. That means they're somewhat localized. And when they're blazing, then they become manifested throughout the entire body. Just like if someone sheds tears or laughs like that, or has become stunned, maybe some kind of localized symptom is there. But when one is dancing in ecstasy, then it becomes blazing. Symptoms become blazing. So there's actually a very nice description I wanted to read, because sometimes these symptoms are not seen so readily in the devotee. And that's also described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Vaishnava Kriya Mudra na Vigyeha na Bhujaya, that even learned persons, they can't understand sometimes the symptoms that are manifested by a devotee or the activities of a devotee. But there was one time, this is actually a memory, Srila Prabhupada's memory by Atma Tattva Prabhu. And he met one learned scholar, some person that was had some kind of qualification. And this is the description that he said, that Atma Tattva, I had a Krishna book, and on the back cover was a picture of Prabhupada looking at a champak flower he was holding. I showed the man this picture, and he said, this same picture, I think, was described that one time a devotee, I think it was the same picture, that a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada about this picture, and he said that you look very sad here. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, I was in great ecstasy there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that took place there. So anyway, he showed the man this picture of this picture of Srila Prabhupada, and the man said, Atma Tattva said, this is our Guru Maharaj. He has translated these books. So then he said, the man looked at that picture and then brought some thread and things from a little box, and for 10 or 15 minutes measured Prabhupada's forehead, ears, and so on. Then he said, this person's feature shows me that all the four Vaishnava Acharyas are present in him. I wish you had a picture of his full form. So I showed him a photograph of Prabhupada's full form, and he did another study, this time with the lens. Then he said, I was not wrong. They are all working through this person. You are very fortunate to be with them. I would like to be a part of your movement like that in my next life. I said, but I thought your ultimate goal was to go to Kailash because he was a Shaivite. He said, yes, if I go there, I can tell Lord Shiva that I want to join some movement like this and I want to spread Dharma everywhere. He was happy and said, please give this book to me. It has given me the highest experience of studying a person's features. I want to keep this book. So I gave him a complimentary copy. Once I showed a movie of Prabhupada lecturing to Dhananjaya and his wife, who were dance experts in Madras. The man's name was Dhananjaya. Dhananjaya looked at that footage three times, and then in terms of Bharatanatyam, he explained Prabhupada's movements to his students. In his lecture, Prabhupada spoke intensely about the power of devotion and how, if someone is chanting the holy name, it means that in his previous lives he has performed all sacrifices and austerities. As he spoke, Prabhupada's moods changed every 2 minutes. He was sometimes jubilant and sometimes frustrated that people were not taking to Krishna consciousness. It was like a dance, except that Prabhupada was making mudras instead of moving his limbs. Dhananjaya pointed out these mudras to his students and quoted from the Niti Shastra of Bharat. These are the different ecstasies that we learn in theory. In 28 minutes, this gentleman went through all that. Later in the Nectar of Devotion, I found three or four subheadings describing ecstatic symptoms that Prabhupada manifested while he explained the philosophy of chanting the holy name. He was not talking about Rasa Leela or any intimate pastimes, but simply about how one should chant the holy name and what happens when one does. It appeared like preliminary teachings, but Prabhupada manifested ecstasy while he explained it. When Dhanajaya finished his explanation, I said, there is a famous verse in the Brahma Samhita stating that in the spiritual world, every word is a song and every movement is a dance. Dhananjaya took this so seriously that he began having that Brahma Samhita verse sung before his performances. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he mentioned that Iha Haite Sarva Siddhi Haibe Tamar, or Sabar. Srila Prabhupada quotes it, Tamar means to you. The Chaitanya Bhagavata says Sabar, that everyone can become, can attain Sarva Siddhi, all perfections, simply by chanting the holy name. So this is the glories of the Sankirtan movement that somehow or other we have been able to participate in. Just like today is a very wonderful opportunity to engage in Sankirtan and actually to engage in pastimes of that are performed by the residents of Vrindavan. This Jagannath Rath Yatra signifies the devotee, the residents of Vrindavan bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan from this Kurukshetra place like that. So this is a greatest opportunity, and that is the explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan, that the Sankirtan movement is so glorious that if one misses that opportunity, he can only be considered as most misfortunate. Somehow or other, of course, how one engages in Sankirtan may not be directly. There's Srila Prabhupada also mentioned that there is a, what do you call, support team is required like that when in the war. There may be so many people giving support to the fighters, the actual fighters like that. So somehow or other, one should come to that point that the gopis, they're so glorious because they never forget Krishna. That is their qualification, that when Krishna goes out into the forest, they're always engaged. Here it says that the Srimati Radharani is always well-dressed and attractive, that this is, it is her womanly nature to attract Krishna's attention, and upon seeing her attractively dressed, Sri Krishna desires to touch her body. So this is the mood of the gopis, that when Krishna goes out herding the cows, calves, like that, the gopis, they're always thinking about how Krishna is walking in the forest on his, with his bare feet. They're always thinking of Krishna in this way, and they try to decorate themselves attractively so for his pleasure. So somehow or other, if someone, that example is there, that the paramour, the woman has a paramour, she's always thinking when she can meet him, how she can please him like that. So a devotee, it doesn't matter what type of activities he's engaged in. This is part of our preaching program in when we were in India making life members. We'd tell practically everyone, it doesn't matter what type of activity you're engaged in. You're doing business, you're doing service, you're doing this or that, research, or cooking for family, or working. It doesn't matter what your activity. Just like Arjuna, his activity was the same as Duryodhana. They were both shooting arrows. But Arjuna, he was doing it on behalf of Krishna. This was his, for the pleasure of Krishna. He was acting under the instructions for the pleasure of Krishna. So whatever our activity is, it doesn't matter. It's Krishna consciousness, that one has to be conscious of Krishna, just as the topmost example is given by the gopis, how we can think of Krishna 24 hours a day. That is the perfection that the gopis manifested. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that very nice, simple program, Trinadapi Sinichena Tarori Vasahishnuna. Amani Namanada Dena Kirtaniya Sadahari. If one chants Hare Krishna all day long, he cannot do anything else but think of Krishna. And that is our perfection. So anything else I can't say. No. Anybody else has some comments, questions? Oh, we have something about the time delay.
Thank you for that nectar about Srila Prabhupada. That was so nice. And you were talking about how sometimes pastimes are hard to understand. The other day when I was preparing for class was Vamshi Dasa's, I think, disappearance day. And one pastime with him was, maybe you know it better than I do, but he had, you know, six deities, and something was stolen from his altar, you know, something was missing. So he got so upset, and he blamed the deities because they're in control of, you know, since they're the Lord, and the Lord's in control of everything, that he tied them up, and he threw them into the river. But he had his foot on the rope, so I guess he could retrieve them. And when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta heard about it, he said that the devotees shouldn't go there anymore. You know, his disciples shouldn't go there anymore. So later on, he said, you thought that I told you that you shouldn't go there because he was crazy or he was doing something wrong, but actually, I told you not to go there because you wouldn't be able to understand him. So I thought that was interesting. Maybe you know something more.
We'll know something more about what? About that pastime? No, I don't know. One thing is that, well, of course, we spent a lot of time in Vrindavan and we see a lot of devotees, they go and very much try to study the different intimate pastimes of the Lord. These pastimes that are described today, these are some of the most intimate dealings between Krishna and his most intimate devotees like that. One has to understand his own situation. I don't know how I can even speak on today. It's a very difficult subject matter. I hope I didn't say anything wrong. But the pastimes of Bhamsi Das Babaji, yes, these are transcendental pastimes. And what is that? Tejiya Samna Doshaya, that we can't appreciate that sometimes the devotees, some devotees do some things that we can't understand. We shouldn't try to consider ourselves equal in any way to such personalities and try to imitate them in any way. But one has to be very introspective of his own situation and try to work as best as he can to improve that situation with these other personalities, these great personalities, as our shining example. Srila Prabhupada set the example of how one can be always engaged in preaching the glories of Krishna. And we tried to follow in his footsteps like that. According to our ability, this is called adhikar, according to our adhikar, according to our qualification. I don't know anything else. Anything else? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.